When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Thrifters Villa, a podcast for resellers and entrepreneurs. I'm Daniela, and we are back with another episode this week. I know this bi-weekly thing is going to get some getting used to, but your girl needs a little bit of a break while we adjust to this new life. So today, I want to chat with you guys about finding that motivation to resell when things are tough, whether it's personally or in reselling itself. And yeah, just like a little catch up on what I'm going to be doing to find that motivation again, because now we're in a different stage, right? We're in the postpartum fourth trimester stage. And I think it's good for me to reflect with you guys, since we're a little community here, based off of what I said at the beginning of the year when we started this season and moving into now, I guess, quarter two. And now the baby's here, what am I going to be doing? Anyway, rambling, let's just get right into it. We will see you at the table. Hello, everyone. I hope you're all doing well. I hope your week is going well. I hope your sales are great. I hope you're finding all the great things in the thrift stores, because I have not been to a thrift store I went in March, but to buy things to resell, February. when I did go in March, it was just like to look for specific things that we needed for the house, or some last minute baby things that I needed. So I haven't gone into the thrift store. I definitely am not going into a thrift store anytime soon. I'm going to guess June or July will be when I head back into the thrift store. And you're probably thinking like, what? That's insane. I've got stuff on my rolling rack that's been sitting there for months, that I had every intention of like getting it all photographed and listed, and it just didn't happen. Well, I shouldn't say it didn't happen. Some of it did get listed, but I left a lot of it behind on purpose, knowing that I probably wasn't going to go out to source until the summertime. So yeah, I'm thinking June or July, I'm going to head back out into the thrift. But for right now, I'll occasionally look for things online and source. But it's got to be like a really special, unique piece that jumps out at me that makes me want to like hit the buy button. I recently did that with the Madewell leather tote bag. I think it's the medium something bag. I cannot think of the name of it, but it's just a tote. It's like a shopper style tote bag. And it was in really good condition. It just needed a good conditioning. That's all it needed. And I had offered $40 for it. Offered $30 for it plus shipping, ended up being close to $40. So I was originally going to keep it for myself, just fix it up. It's a pretty burgundy color. And then when I got it, I was like, no, this is in really good condition. I'm just going to shine this bad boy up and post it, because I will double my money on it. If not, I probably make a little bit more. It holds a really good resale value. So there's that. That's the latest thing that I purchased. Other than that, I have not bought a thing. And I don't plan on it. I'm just going to keep whatever money that I can right now that I make. And yeah, so that's what this episode's really about, like finding that motivation, right? So I would say overall this year for myself, and I'm sure for other people as well. I mean, I've heard it. Not that I'm super tapped into the reselling community right now, because I'm not. But I have seen, or people that I've talked to, the frustration of like, I am putting in, you know, triple the work, quadruple the work, and it's just not the same anymore. And I can say, yes, I can see that happening. I am putting in no work and I am still making sales. I'm consistently making the bare minimum of what I need to make, which is fine right now. When I go into what my plan is moving forth in this quarter two into quarter three, we'll dive a little more into that. But I do think that a lot of us are just so used to doing things a certain way. We really need to think differently about it. I know it's really hard. And I can't speak to those who are full-time because I can't imagine the pressure that those individuals are under, you know, trying to make a certain amount of money, and it's just not happening the same way. And you have to change everything about your business. It's not easy to do. Like, in theory, it sounds really easy, but then when you actually start to put it into practice, it's not. It requires a lot of time. And then that time that you're putting into those changes takes away from, you know, the daily activities that you would do to make the sales. So it's very convoluted. So I'm just going to talk about myself and how I lost all motivation to resell towards the end of last year and beginning of this year for numerous reasons. I mean, one of it was the thrift stores and the lack of products that I'm able to find because of the way I've structured my business and the way that I've structured my sourcing schedules. I have prioritized other things. So going to the thrift store after work wasn't a priority anymore. Or making a trip up to Boston just took away from other things that I wanted to do. So I had to make those adjustments. And I'm still going to probably keep that schedule that I had in place where I'm sourcing maybe one or two times a month and in person, and then occasionally doing the online sourcing thing. I don't want to change that. I like the balance that I created for myself. And I think that's the biggest lesson that I learned from 2023 moving into 2024 was just the balance of I can still run a fairly successful business, maybe not successful in the way that it was when I was putting all my eggs in one basket. But I can run a successful business and make the money that I need to make, even though it's the minimum of what I need to make, and still have a life. And that is something that I obviously want to carry in, especially now, you know, having Giovanni. It's it obviously is going to change things, but that balance is important. And that is why I already started to implement that last year. I wanted to make sure that I put myself in that routine and that mindset before baby got here. Because I think it's really hard to make all the adjustments after baby arrives. But when you try to do things beforehand, it makes it a little bit easier to transition. So I think on that scale, I'm still going to keep all that the same. I do know for a fact that I will be getting rid of even more inventory. I am going to really niche myself. I hate to do that, but I'm really niching the categories. So I'm going to be getting rid of all of the blouses that I have. Now, of course, there's exceptions to these rules, right? Like, there's always exceptions. And one of the exceptions is if it's a really great brand, a really great piece, I'm going to get it, right? But those filler pieces that I was once thinking of keeping, I'm not anymore. Jeans are definitely going to stay. Handbags will be very particular because they move, but they take a while for me. So shoes, 100% going to continue selling them. Dresses, yes, we'll continue selling them, but I'm going to really, really narrow down what type of brands, styles, and I guess you could say like event-focused dresses that I'm going to be looking at. I'm not just going to be picking up dresses as a whole. That I need to do more research on. That's the one area I'm going to focus a little bit more on, because when I looked at my numbers, when I was doing my taxes, and I was going through my reseller genie and looking at my analytics, dresses and shoes were the two big categories for me where the majority of my income came from. So, you know, when you look at all that and you factor other things in, and so those are the two categories that I'm just going to fine tune a little bit more and really focus on. Get rid of the tops, probably get rid of pants, definitely getting rid of skirts, keeping jackets, coats, blazers, all of that. The more substantial pieces are going to stay. It's more of those filler type items that just don't, they just don't move. But let me go back to pants. They have to be specific brands. So I'm really going to narrow in on the brands and the styles on that as well, because just a pair of black pants by, I don't know, Aritzia isn't necessarily going to sell well. It's going to depend on the style, how current it is, you know, all those factors. So my way of finding motivation is to do this. This is my step one. This is my, I'm going to fall back in love with reselling and just get rid of all the things that I feel like are cluttering my business. They're cluttering my space. I need a fresh start. I need to get with the times when it comes to reselling. I'm going to look into some programs that are buyback programs. If you're in the Patreon group, we talked about this. There's companies out there where you can either sell on their website pre-loved clothing, or you can send in pre-loved items and then you get money back as a credit to them buy new items on their website. So I'm going to look into a couple of those to get rid of some stuff that hasn't sold, that's been sitting. So I think for me, and the way my brain works, the way this Capricorn brain works, is I need to clear house. I need a fresh start. I need to reorganize my totes. I need to maybe even create a different tote system. I don't think so, but maybe that's something that I decide to do. Maybe I get rid of totes altogether because my inventory system is going to be shrunken down to about 300 to 350. And I just go to racks, which all my dresses are already on racks. So maybe I just go to racks for the jeans, the sweaters, you know, the coats that I have and blazers are already in a closet on racks. So maybe I reorganize the space and create something different within the space for myself. The space that I'm in now is eventually going to become, so it's an in-law apartment, essentially. It's a big space over the garage, but it's set up as an apartment. So one half of the space is a living room, which is where I take photos right now, but that's going to become a playroom. There's a full bath. There's a full like kitchen ensuite thing, which eventually will change. And the space that I'm recording in right now, which is where my inventory is a bedroom, a very nice and large bedroom. So I want to switch up the space a little bit so that we can get photos, that my photo space in this bedroom. And I can take photos in here. Not that Gio is going to be playing up here yet, but I still, I'm a planner and I just need to do it just for my own clarity. So that for me is one of the biggest things to get my motivation again. The second thing is, yes, making sales is motivating, but to me, it's more than that. It's, are the sales that I'm making worth my time? If they're not worth my time, what else can I be doing? Really diving into that data, really diving into what it is it's selling, why is it selling, is there a reason why this is happening? Just making that reassessment of my business and setting up new budgets for myself, so new sourcing budgets, which right now I don't have, what do you call it? Oh, goodness. Postpartum brain is worse than pregnancy brain. For those of you who are moms or are listening, I'm sure you can agree. Postpartum brain is way worse than pregnancy brain. A cash pile. I don't know how else to describe it, but I don't have that stack of cash anymore. I used it to finish paying off a couple things. I paid my taxes for 2023, and I used a little bit for like things that I needed postpartum. So, and one small hospital bill that came in because I'm very fortunate that my insurance covered almost everything for my hospital stay. My deductible and out of pocket is very low. So I know I'm very fortunate in that. So I don't have to worry about those bills coming in. But I don't have that stack of cash that I had pre-baby that allowed me to make some bigger purchases and all that. So I need to work on building that again. And I think once I build that up to a number that I feel comfortable with, that's going to be different for every person, that will reignite a fire in me. Like right now, the fire is I gotta sell things to bring that back up. I don't care if it's at a loss. I don't care how it looks. I need to bring that back up. So I need to create my stack of cash, but then I also need to be able to pay for the bills that reselling pays for and put some money in the savings account. Like all the things I was doing before, I need to be able to do that and build that cash flow again. So that's going to be tricky. And that's where, for me, I find it motivating to look and see how I can switch things around. Are there subscriptions I can get rid of? Are there things that I can sell off? Can I sell boxes to local sellers? Like, I like to get creative like that. I know not everyone feels comfortable doing that. But I think there's so many ways for us to create those streams of income. And maybe it's outside of reselling. Maybe once you clear your space, there's like a hobby you're really good at and you want to start, I don't know, selling templates or something online. I think that's a great idea. I think that's another way to create a flow of income that you don't really have to do anything for besides create those templates and post them. So there's lots of ways to do this. I hope you guys cannot hear the landscapers outside because it's very loud and they just started. So I apologize if you can hear the leaf blowers and everything else, but there's about 3 different landscaping companies up and down the road and it's just very loud right now. 'Tis the season. It is spring. Okay. I digress. So those are the things that I personally am looking at when it comes to motivation. Now, you may be in a different situation. I'm sure many of you are. Maybe you have found that selling jewelry has become a love of yours and everything else that you were selling before, it's just not moving and you're just not into it and you don't know what to do and it's overwhelming. I caution people to, like, you don't have to get rid of all the things that you were doing before, but maybe you slowly start to get rid of the things that have been sitting the longest and you send a box of thread up and then maybe you send a box to the RealReal and then maybe you go to a consignment store, you go to a buy sell trade store and you just slowly start to dig at that pile until you have a whole system or a group of things that you really enjoy. And I think a lot of us get away from what we really enjoy and what got us to start reselling. Because we get in this like growth mentality and then we see the numbers and we see the money and it's like you just continue down on this path and you lose a little bit of that love that once existed. And I don't want to lose that. And I did lose it for quite some time. And I find myself slowly getting it back. Like I said, I'm still making sales, which is really nice. And the things I am making sales on are items that people are looking for. So I think it's comforting. I know someone had asked me on Instagram if I'm still doing Poshmark Promoted Closet, and I am, but I have to look at that as well to see if the numbers still make sense. When I looked at them beginning of the year, it did still make sense, but I stopped looking at it in quarter one because obviously my focus was not on that right now, and I was just going to let it ride it out. But over the next month, I am going to dive a little more into that and just see, is this still making sense for me? What do the numbers look like? You know, profit versus losses and all of that. I am still making sales through Promoted. 2 items I sold today alone were through Promoted. One was a $140 item. Another one was a $190 item. So, and then 2 days ago, I made a $175 sale, and that was through Promoted as well. So I do think that it works depending on the items in your storefront. I don't know. I don't think it's worth it for everyone. And I think you have to look at it over time, not in small chunks. Because some weeks it's going to be worth it and some weeks it's not going to be worth it. And it doesn't matter what your inventory is like. That's just how marketing works. So I know it's frustrating and I know that it's discouraging that we have to pay for all of these things to play the game. But this is what retailers have to do too. And sometimes there's a lot of losses before you get the benefit of a program, or you get no benefit from that program and it's a learning experience for your business. For you then to figure out why it didn't work for you. So that's, I do need to look at that. I wanted to address that before I forgot. So again, the sales that are coming in, I mean, I'm having some sales are like $20 to $30 and it's just me getting rid of things. But I would say for the most part, the majority of my sales are $60 to $200. So $60, $200, depending on the piece. And I'm happy with that. Would I like to be selling items at an even higher price point? Yeah, of course. these items that sold to at that $100 to $200 mark, I actually didn't have a lot invested in them. The most that was invested in a piece was $20. So is that something that can happen all the time? Is it a feasible thing to always be able to pick up items at only $20 price point and sell it for $200? No. I just happened to catch things at the right time and I was able to do it. So yeah, anyway, I digress. But that is something that for me, Poshmark Promoted is motivating because I do see the sales coming in, but I do understand for other people, it's not motivating and it's very discouraging. And you just see all this money going out the door and you're not getting the sales for it. And if that's the case and it's happened over time, then yeah, I think it's fair to cut ties with it. And that goes for any program at all that's out there. That can even go for a cross-listing platform. If you're not getting the sales from the other platforms and you just keep cross-listing, but you're not seeing the reward of it, why are you paying for a subscription every month? Just because you want to cross-list? Because technically it puts more eyes on your item and technically it can increase your profits, but it doesn't always. So, I mean, I don't cross-list anymore. I haven't cross-listed in almost a year and I'm quite happy with it. If I did cross-list, could I make more? Yeah, sure. But I've tested it and trialed it many, many times and have yet to find the benefit for my business. And again, that is something that motivates me. And it definitely made me not want to do things in reselling. So we are going to put ourselves in a happy bubble and we are going to focus on all the things that make us happy in reselling and in the business and still be successful and still make the profits that we need to make. Now, here's the other part of it all. I'm talking about profits, not talking about sales. I don't care what your sales are. Your sales can be whatever you want them to be. They could be $1 million. What is your profit? If you're making $1 million, but your profit is only $20,000, that's on you. And maybe that's enough for you. That's not the kind of business that I'm in. So I want to make sure that my profit is where I need it to be. I don't care about the sales. The sales mean nothing. But that number is an arbitrary number that doesn't include taxes, expenses, write-offs, cost of goods, all that stuff, shipping expenses, whatever, marketing expenses. It doesn't include that. It's a fake number. So think of your profits. Think of how you can create a system for yourself to make the profits you need to make you happy in the business that you're in, to find your why again in reselling, to create a more harmonious, I guess, space for yourself. And you don't need a big space. It could be a small closet. I don't care what it is. You can create a space for yourself so that you want to take photos, so that you want to do shipping. I mean, there's so many things that we stop ourselves from doing because it just, all the noise is so cluttering and we just can't focus. And it's like, oh, I don't want to go up there, or I don't want to go get my stuff at the storage unit, or there's just, I have a ton of stuff on the ground. I don't know where anything is. And I keep saying I need to create a tote system, but I just haven't. And I keep losing items. Like there's so many things that happen over time. We just need to hit the pause button, reset, and take the time to just reevaluate, to find our purpose again within reselling. So I've rambled for quite a bit here. And I'm sure some of you guys are like, yep, I'm on the same page as you. And some of you are like, nah, I'm good. I love everything that I do. And I love that for you. I wish I loved everything about my business, but I don't. And I wish I loved reselling like I did 3 or 4 years ago, but I don't. My goal is to find my new love for reselling. And that's really what this is all about. The focus over the next few months is me checking in with all of you. We're gonna share, and by we, I mean I am going to be sharing with you guys, and I mean you can share with me too, where we're at in the process, what we're changing, what are sales looking like, are the things that I'm noticing, what types of items are moving, are there certain tricks that I have put into practice that everyone says works, but for me doesn't work, or vice versa. Doesn't work for the people, it works for me. I really want this next quarter or two where I'm adjusting to momhood and I'm adjusting to being a working mom, because we are going back to work in 2 weeks. So that's what the next episode I'm sure will be on, is my transition from being home over the last, it'll be 6 weeks at that point, to working, trying to do reselling, and then coming home and being mom, wife, and all the things. So we're going to go through these seasons together, and hopefully it's motivating to you guys, or it kind of sheds light on how we just change, and that we shift and move things the way that we need to find our place again. And it's okay to start over, and it's okay to dump everything on the ground and leave it there for a little bit until you figure out what it is you want to do. And it's okay to take a break and not do anything at all, and all the things. Someone did ask me when interviews are going to start back up again. Give me like a month or two. Right now, I feel like I need this space to reflect on myself and have an open conversation with our listeners who have been with us for so long, and just be authentic, I guess, in that space. 1 second, your girl needs to take a sip of water, because the whole, you know, breastfeeding, pumping thing makes you very thirsty, never mind talking this whole time. So yeah, I want this to be a friendly space for everyone. And if you have any tips on how you're finding your motivation again, or how you found your motivation again when you had a major change in your life, please, please, please share it. It will help not only me, but others in the community who are maybe in a similar space or have found that they're kind of lost in their ways and need a little help from our community. So I hope you found this entertaining and helpful. We'll be back in 2 weeks. We will chat all about me going back to work. We're going to chat about what we did over these last 2 weeks to get reselling going again, because my plan is this week, reselling is, we're starting over. We're photographing at least 10 items. We are listing at least 5 in the week. We're going to analyze the sales. We're going to go slowly work our way back into what we were doing before. So I will definitely keep you guys posted on that. I'm going to, a new thing that I'd like to do, and maybe we'll start this next week, is I'm going to pick like one or two articles and review it at the start of the episode. Maybe it's fashion-based, maybe it's based off of home decor, anything related to reselling, thrifting, anything like that. I'm going to take an article. We're going to dive into it. We're going to learn about it together and talk about, I don't know what we think about it, and then go into the content of the episode. Let me know if you guys like that idea. I think it's helpful to have those kind of conversations to see what's happening in the world, because it's hard for us to keep up with all of that. So if I can be a help and just pick one or two articles every couple of weeks and we go over it, you know, it keeps up to date, and we're not having to do the research on our own, because I'm doing it for you. And then we can dive into it. Okay, well, I'm going to go, because it is time for our nightly walk and the baby is screaming. I can hear him in the background, and I need to go help my husband. So I will chat with you guys in 2 weeks. Bye.